Paul, certainly an eventful game. Just how proud of you, your players today?
Well, it was a good test for us at half-time because, you know, a patient passing game that we can sometimes be criticised for certainly worked well today. Our ball retention in the second half moved them about really well. They got deeper and deeper, and obviously, great credit games, they just got tired. You know, and then we were able to score goals by putting quality in the box, something that we haven't done so well as of late. But again, it's a great learning curve for us as a team. We just keep going and keep telling our tremendous supporters, who again, they're a credit to the club today, just keep believing in us and keep going. We're going to have bad days. If this is football, it's not a new game we've just made up in the last month or two. Today was a good day. Let's move on to Newport now, and what that brings, and we'll just keep rolling. At the end of the season, I keep saying the same messages to everyone. Everyone's league position will be where they deserve to finish. We will be in whatever position we're in, and that will be because we've done our best.
Let's start with that first goal. We were slightly baffled in the commentary box. What was your view of the Cambridge goal?
It was offside. The linesman flagged for offside. Then we get told the referee said to come off us. We've watched it again. Berry passes forward for his player. He's offside, but listen, whether it's good or bad, the referees make these decisions. I'll never criticise them. If we got beat 1-0 today and we couldn't score, I'd say the same thing. Because in the end, football's about making mistakes. I make mistakes as a manager. Officials will always make mistakes in the game. And, you know, come 46 games, these referees won't have made every bad decision against Portsmouth Football Club. So we always believe over a period of time it levels out. It went against us first half. But fortunately for the second half, I thought we controlled the game really well. At times, I thought we were excellent. It'd be nice to get another goal or two more, maybe. But fortunately for us, you know, we've won. And I think when you win, you can't be too down.
And then at half-time, Liam Richardson went to speak to the referee and got involved in an altercation with Mark Roberts. What happened there?
It was to do with Mark Roberts raising his hands. From what I haven't seen the incident, so I don't know. I think Liam Richardson's then grabbed Mark Roberts, from what I've led to believe. It's led to the referee sending Mark Roberts off for raising his hands and Liam Richardson being sent off for being involved. That's what I've been told. I'm not aware of it well, so I wouldn't like to be hung out for good or for bad.
OK, and then you opted to put Christian Burgess up front, and within a minute the goal came.
We were just pondering who to take off to put left back. That was a tactical genius decision. We didn't have a left back on the pitch, and I couldn't make up my mind who to take off. So that was a great decision, and we scored. So we quickly reverted to Christian back centre-half. It obviously worked.
And the second goal, what a ball from Gary Roberts for Tubbs to finish.
Gary's just got quality. Gary's, you know, our fans have nowhere near. He put a ball for Gareth Evans first half that opened them up, and the linesman on the far side gives it offside. It's never offside in a million years, but that's the game. Gary's such a good player, and Gary's a good kid because he suffers with not playing well at the minute for Portsmouth, because he wants to deliver so much for the fans. And sometimes by just getting your own house in order, working on your fitness and being a happy lad around the club, his quality will always shine through. It was a good day for us today. We should enjoy our day and just move on. It's football. Do you know, you guys come here, obviously, as a Pompey journalist, so you see it every week. But we've got to stop being so high 1 week and so low the next. Eventually, we must level off.
Just frustration at the end with Gareth Evans getting sent off.
Gareth just shouldn't make an attempt to challenge it. The game's done, it's over. I would never send Gareth Evans off for that. I think it's a legitimate attempt to belay the ball. The referee then makes a decision, I think, to please the crowd or whatever. But the game was done. And Gareth will learn from that, whether we, question it, try and get rescinded. We'll have to watch and see. I didn't think it was, you guys might think differently. Appeal, good word. Whether we appeal it remains to be seen, but I didn't think it was sending off. But the game was done then. We'd won the game well. It was a good day for us. I thought we had a lot of good performers on the pitch, and it was a pleasing day for us today.
Just finally, it's not the first time you come from behind to win this season, and again, second half they were making it difficult, but you had frustration last week. A frustrating first half in some ways, but you came good today, and great character in the second half.
The pleasing things for us as a club, our frustration can't get the better of us. We're a passing team who wants to play. To stop us playing, get men behind the ball and defending. That's what teams are going to do to us, and we've got to be brighter and play with more energy and put more crosses in the box and keep working our best at opening up. At the minute, it might be working well for the other teams, but we're not doing too bad as we go along as well. So, long may continue.